From personal finance to unraveling corporate taxation, I am Sharon, the Modern Savvy CPA, here to guide you through the ever-evolving world of money. Today, we're going to continue our series in bad money habits that business owners have that is impacting their business profitability. We want to make sure that we are thinking and looking at the different trends and understanding our business better. So what my job is when it comes to financial literacy, financial education, is to get you guys thinking, whether it's in your business life, your children's life, your personal life, your retirement life, to get you thinking in these different aspects. So you're thinking about, am I doing this? Am I doing this right? Am I not doing this? Always working on what you can do to maximize your profits. What's the use of just working, and you're not working smart, you're working hard, but not smart. Yes, I agree that everyone should work hard, but if you're working hard and you're spinning your wheels and you're not working smart, then what's the purpose of that? So I believe that we should work hard, but even more so, I believe we should be working smarter. So today we're going to cover inconsistent cash flows. The cash flow statement is one of the things that business owners themselves are constantly looking at, using without even knowing that you're doing that. So that's one of the things that we need, you're going to be the most familiar with, and you want to understand how you should be looking at that, how best to use the cash flow statement, and how much, it affects your business. So, what is inconsistent cash flow? Well, what is it? It is, when something, cash flow occurs in the business, inconsistent cash flow occurs in a business when we have, we don't have enough cash coming in and to pay out our liabilities, or, not enough cash to pay our liabilities or our expenses. What happens when that happens? The cash flow balance in the business is no longer enough, and therefore the business struggles to pay its debt. That's basically it. What happens when that? Before we move on how dangerous inconsistent cash flow is, we want to talk about your business and how to avoid the repercussions of inconsistent cash flow. We want to make sure that you have a clear understanding of how this would happen to you. The phenomenon of this is related to outflow, inflow, or both, which means incoming of cash, outflow of cash, or both. I believe it happens in both situations. So, if your business have irregular income due to slow paying customers or seasonal fluctuation, you need to understand your cash flows. Like, for example, I'm an accountant. I'm a tax CPA. Tax CPAs are super, super busy during a certain time of the year. So between the months of January, February, and April, we're working like machines, we're working crazy, we're working a lot of hours, and we're working, that's where most of our revenues come from if you're just a tax CPA. For me, I work crazy then, but I'm constantly working for the rest of the year, but most of your money is made during that time. So when people ask me about this, I tell them I'm a squirrel. I save up for, save my nuts up at that point for an allocating it to my expenses during the year, because I still have expenses that are happening during the year. I have payroll, I have, other expenses that are fixed expense that are going to happen whether I'm making money or not. So, that's one of the situations where if you're not controlling your cash flow properly, you're going to get into trouble within your business. So some businesses have that. A lot of businesses have slow season and busy season. So that's where your cash flow control and your cash flow fluctuations happen. And you need to make sure that you're understanding how to make sure that your cash flow is going to flow nicely. Your money is going to flow nicely in order. So the one thing is you do need to understand your business. There's also different issues that comes with cash flow. You might have your certain equipment that breaks down, or, you know, there might be disasters, these different things where you're going to have additional cash in there. So that's why it's important to have an emergency fund, so you can pour into your cash flow from your emergency fund that is separate from your operating cash flow. Most companies struggle with managing their cash flow simply because they're, you know, they're not collecting their receivables on time, or, you know, or they're not accumulating their cash and their investment growth. So, you know, liquidity is always an ongoing issue. That is where the cash flow statement comes in. You know, one of the things that you need to look at with cash flow is your accounts receivables and your accounts payable. You want to be able to, you know, the tips to managing your accounts receivables and your accounts payable is important. You know, offer discounts for payments, for quicker payments if you need to have that. You know, you can offer a discount for that. You know, check your contracts to make sure your companies and you're not paying your suppliers early. So you want to make sure you're paying your suppliers when it's due, so your cash flow is even through the time. Engage your customers to help them prevent them from late payments, you know, disputes, defaults, things like that. So you want to make sure that you are being engaging with your customers. You know, map your business, you know, with your critical suppliers to determine the priority of payment, so you understand how to prioritize how you're going to pay certain things. You know, for example, my tax program is one of the things that is the largest expense for me. You know, when I subscribe to that program every year and I understand what it's going to cost me, there are different payment options for me. I don't have to pay all of it at once. If I want, I can do that. I can, they have different payment plans for you, you know, so that's something that will help me manage my cash flow depending on, you know, what my cash flow is like. You know, send timely invoices and proactive reminders for your payments. I love my job, but one of the things I hate doing is billing. But you have to make sure you're consistent with your billing. It's one of the things we despise doing, but we got to get paid to live. We got to get paid to run our business. So you want to make sure that you are consistently billing. You're doing it on a consistent basis. You know, for example, during tax season, I have to bill more often because, you know, I have smaller clients that when the return is finished, I bill them. Usually I do monthly billing, so I can't wait until the end of the month during tax season. So you have to understand what your billing situation is and prioritizing your billing. Make sure that you are proactive with reminders. Reminders are really, really important. With today's society, we have, you know, ACH payment. So that's really easy to for your clients to pay you that way, or credit card, or everything electronic. So that's an easy thing to do with our accounting systems these days. Sending an email reminder, a text reminder, you know, whatever kind of reminders. Sometimes people get busy and they forget. So the reminders are really good to make sure that you're getting in your payments on time. You know, check your suppliers to see if there are discounts or paying early, or, you know, what kind of discounts that they can give you. Ensure that, you know, there are no barriers in payments such as invoices error or delayed billing and things like that. You want to make sure that you're reading what your bills are. I mean, this happens to people all the time. They just pay the bill and they don't read the bill. There are many times for us where the mistakes are made on the bills. We got to make sure that we are not wasting money that way, because even when it comes to our individual billing, our individual finance, a lot of us these days, we just pay it. We pay our cable bill, we pay our phone bill, we pay everything, and we're not looking at it to see if it's correct. So, you know, you want to make sure you're periodically looking at that so you're not wasting money and that doesn't eat into your cash flow system. You want to make sure that you have a process to avoid your delays or any errors, to, you know, so you are consistently looking at that. Make sure your payment system is convenient. So, like I said, the electronic payments, the emails, you know, nobody sends a bill in the mail anymore. Or maybe there is people, but I don't know any of them. But, you know, online payment methods, you know, having multiple payment methods is important. So these are all continued things that would help you with your accounts receivable and accounts payable. You know, define when you need to collect your cash, you know, and make sure that you're following the terms of that. You know, when it's possible, calculate your payments terms on your invoice and put the dates in, put what's dates are due. So you want to make sure that you have due dates on there. You want to make sure you have reminders so that your cash flow is consistent and you're getting paid, you know, within a certain amount of time. Review your accounts receivable, you know, all the time. I review my accounts receivable every week. So you want to make sure that you're doing that. Some people might need to do it more. Some people might need to do it less. So that's one of the things you need to be reviewing. How much invoices do I have outstanding to get paid? Do I need to send a reminder to certain people? Do I need to send a text reminder? Do I need to send a phone reminder, depending on what it is? Do I need to work out a payment plan with somebody? Sometimes, you know, you have a large invoice and your clients can't pay it all at once, so they don't pay any of it. You might want to give them an option. Okay, I'm going to divide this bill into three parts. Please make a payment. Or maybe I'll ACH, you know, send you an ACH and agreement to say, okay, if I divide this bill into three parts, I'm going to automatically take it out of your bank account on the 15th of such month. So then it's easier for them. They don't forget. And you're able to set that up within your accounting system. You know, bookkeeping is such an important thing. So you would be able to review your accounts receivable. If your bookkeeping is not organized and everything is not together, you will not be able to know how much money you're owed out there. You know, there's going to be things that are not done properly out there. The other thing that I noticed is checking. When you deposit a check, I've noticed this with several clients who do not have organized bookkeeping. They deposit checks remotely with pictures, and they pay their invoices within their system, but they do not check to see if the check is in the bank. Now, when I look at their accounting and I'm trying to organize their stuff, I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I've seen this so many times where they're losing thousands of dollars because they thought they deposited a check. They don't reconcile their bank account, so they have no idea that the check was not actually deposited for whatever reason. And they didn't check their bank account to see that the check actually went in there. Because if you're not reconciling your bank account, you don't know that if you paid this accounts receivable on your account, did it go straight through to the bank? So that's where good bookkeeping comes in, and you want to make sure you're doing that. You know, you want to have a good credit control system, you know, to making sure that you're paying your bills on time, because your business is its own entity and it has its own tax ID number, and having good credit is just as important for your business for longevity as it is for you. So you want to make sure that, you know, you're doing that properly and your credit control system is good, you know. When it comes to your profits, you know, if your cash is king, then you need to make sure that, you know, you're paying attention to your cash and you're putting in and you're focusing on it. You know, make sure that you use your cash flow system to forecast what your cash flow is going to be, you know, so that you understand what the issues are going to be in advance. And, you know, you can probably poke, you know, fill some of those holes if you know. There's nothing better than a plan. If you have a plan, you're not going to be surprised at stuff. Yes, plans do not 100% work out the way it's supposed to, but you have plan A, plan B, plan C, and it always flows into things. Most of my life, of course, I've been surprised at things. There's things that happen, but I always have a plan. No matter what it is that I'm doing, I always have a plan. I will tell you that most of my life, the plans never work out 100% the way I plan it. But having a plan lessens my anxiety, helps me to understand what's happening in my business world, my business life, my children's life, college, these things, so that I understand if it doesn't work out that way, then okay, I can move on to the next thing, but I have a guideline. A plan to me is a guideline. A guideline is important because then when you're surprised, you know, you can mitigate the surprises, you know, so you can, when you're going in through it. So, you know, you want to be able to reasonably grow your business. You want to be able to understand, you don't want to have bad business practice. You want to be able to pay your staff on time, pay for your materials on time, pay your stuff on time. And having a good cash flow system definitely helps you with that. You know, beyond those basics, companies should develop don't forget to develop your forecast. And a lot of times you can develop your forecast with your historical numbers and your current performances. So you don't start ever with a clean slate. You start with a template. There's no reason to reinvent a wheel. When it comes to finances, there's so many different templates. It's all basically the same information. It's just what is the information that works for you. The cash flow statement starts with a template. Then you put in what is customized to your field, what is customized to your business, and you work with that. You start with your outline. Your outline is your template, and you work within that. So you don't ever have to start from scratch when it comes to accounting, when it comes to budgeting, when it comes to financial literacy. You don't want to reinvent the wheel. You want to use the things that are out there to help you maximize your profits, you know. That's the key. Like we've talked about before, that my goal is not to teach you how to make more revenues in your companies. That's your job. You're good at your trade. You're good at what you're doing. You're good at your business. You're likely loving the things that you went out to do on your business. You're likely really, really good at it. That is probably not your problem. Your problem is maximizing your profits. So the revenues that you're bringing in, you know how to work that. You're the one that started this business. That's the part that you need to be looking at. I cannot help you with that part. But what I can help you with is analyzing what you're bringing in, analyzing what you're spending. What are you doing? Is it working for you? Are you using your money wisely? You know, are you using smart money habits and getting rid of all of those pitfalls with the bad money habits? You know, because we have bad money habits, we just need to replace them with the smart money habits. So that's my job, is for you to help you, give you the tools, give you the knowledge, give you the information so that you can start using smart money habits to start working smart within working hard, you know. So, all these strategies will help you to maximize your liquidity. And liquidity is the most important word when you're talking about cash flow. Maximizing your liquidity, what does that mean? Maximizing the amount of cash that you have to work with. Maximizing, you know, your cash flow statement and the cash that you have, understanding your business, making sure that it flows nicely and you're not stuck with too little money, and you're making sure that you're investing properly when it comes to your emergency fund or other excess funds that you do have within your business. You know, if you're planning to grow or you're planning to buy real estate within your business, you want to make sure that you have that goal pot as part of your business too. So those are the things that you need to be looking at. And are you investing that goal pot at the rate of inflation or above? So these are all different things that you need to understand when you're understanding cash flow. This is the Modern Savvy CPA, and this is all about liquidity. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, feel free to give me a follow to get updated on new and upcoming episodes, and listen in every Tuesday and Thursday, where I teach you smart money habits so you can make better money choices with a financial goal focus.